Hello, welcome to Ray's Roaming Rants. This time, I've got a bit of a sore throat. This time, I'm off to Sompting Church, or the Church of St. Mary the Blessed Virgin, Sompting. It's also known as St. Mary the Virgin Church and St. Mary's Church. It's the Church of English Parish Church of Sompting in the Ada district of West Sussex. It stands on a rural lane north of the urban area that now surrounds the village and retains much 11th and 12th century structure. Its most important architectural feature is the Saxon tower, topped by a Rhenish helm, a four-sided pyramid-style gabled cap that is uncommon in England. The church is listed as Grade 1 for its architecture and history. Right, let's move on. I'm standing in the woods, which seems to be my want these days. Birds are singing, absolutely beautiful. I'm standing in the graveyard of St. Mary's Church, Sompting, West Sussex. It's better known locally, I believe, as Sompting Church. And of course, as usual, there's the A27 traffic. The A27's just about 100 yards away from the church, which is a shame. Just looking round the graveyard at the moment. I believe the church was built in either the 11th or the 12th century. There's a lot of gravestones here. One very sad one. A little child born into God's hands. There are some people up there, so I shall try and avoid them. This is one of the very few churches in Britain with a Saxon tower. I shall take a photo of that in a minute and put that on raysrants.info for all to see. I might do a little video as well. Right, I'm now going to head for the church. Here I am inside the church.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Have you been before?
When I was christened in the early 50s.
Oh, I might be able to find the book with your name in it.
Oh.
I'll see you in a minute.
Okay.
I'll give you one of these.
That would be interesting.
On the is a plan.
Mm-hmm.
You won't see that one because it's up in the tower.
Okay.
So you can't get up there. You've come in there, so you're in here. Oh, no, there, look.
Righto.
There's the font. And on the back is the names, so the numbers that correspond.
Oh,
on
I
here.
See. Oh, lovely, thank you.
You can keep that one.
Please be careful where you walk.
Be careful, because we've got to have a bird in.
Ah.
Oh, dear.
Oh, yes, I can see.
And it gets worse.
Yes.
It gets worse.
The chap, I don't know who he was, he gave us a plan of the church, which I've got here. It's rather good because you've got the whole plan of the church. Then on the back, everything's numbered. A brief guide to St. Mary's Church, Sompting. I'm now standing in front of the font where I was christened. Trisha's dad was also christened there, and so was my sister. So three of us in the family have a connection to the church, even though it was decades ago. Incredible to think I was here when I was a baby. Birds, yes. Oh, lots of birds. They're having a bit of a clean up at the moment because there's bird poo all over the floor. Lots of it. So obviously the birds have got in from somewhere. In fact, there's bird poo all over the altar. You'll see a picture of the altar on the website. We're just looking at the pews with cushions on them. There are leaves, feathers, and bird poo all over the place. Unfortunately, we have people clearing up, and they're chatting and making a noise. It's not easy to find a church, it seems, these days, where there aren't any people. There's always someone milling about doing this or doing that, arranging flowers or cleaning up bird poo and things. But of course, there's nothing you can do about it. The door automatically unlocked at 10 o'clock. They seem to be on a time switch these days, these doors. And of course, the people were waiting outside, the lady to clean up the bird poo and some chap that was also cleaning up, then the chap that was talking to me. So it's full of people and full of noise. A bit quieter here now. I like it when churches are quiet.
You might give me the sign of visitors book.
Yes, we will. We will, thank you. Sign the visitors book. We did sign the visitors book, but unfortunately the chap was too busy to look up my christening in whatever book it is he's got locked away somewhere. So that was a shame. I might go back at some stage and see if I can find the entry. I wonder whether they'll allow me to take a photograph of my entry in the book. Probably not. The church and the grounds were all very well kept. Don't forget, the people there are all volunteers. They don't get paid. They do all this work for nothing, which is lovely. It's nice to see it kept well. And the birdsong, of course, outside was fantastic. Birdsong all around the place. It's in the woods again, like most of these churches seem to be. Away from the village, the local sort of village. I don't know why they did that. I must try and find out. I did speak to my mother the other day about the Somptine Church, where my sister and I were christened. It was a nightmare, she said. A nightmare. Why? Why was it a nightmare? Apparently my sister, who's 2 years younger than me, screamed the whole time, and I cried the whole time. The whole thing was a nightmare. So there's a little bit of history of Somptine Church. Back in the early 50s, my sister screamed the place down and I cried the place down. Happy days. Hope you enjoyed that. Thanks for listening as always. I'm not going to visit churches all the time. I know some of you have messaged me and said, are you going to do anything other than churches? Yes, I am. There are so many places in and around Sussex that I hope to visit in the future. Thanks for listening. Take care. Bye-bye for now.